Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jürgen, first of all, Darwin Núñez, what's the problem? Will he train today? If not, does that rule him out for the weekend?
Yeah, the weekend is tomorrow, right? If he cannot train today, then yes, that would rule him out. So we are waiting for that's information, so it's not a major one, but it's still kept him out of training. So we have to wait for that.
Milner and Firmino as well, are they back and available? And what shape is Gakpo in to make a first Premier League start for Liverpool?
All right, it was a cup game. Millie did yesterday big parts of training and will be back in normal training today. Bobby not. And Stefan will be back in training today, so he was out for it. Got a knock on the hip bone, which is quite uncomfortable, but he will be back as well, so that's it pretty much.
Brighton immediately below you in the table, saw them against Everton, they moved the ball really well. The fact that they're challenging for the European spots as well, and you've got ground to make up on the top four, what does that say about how important this game is to both sides, really?
Yeah. I like how you said, they moved the ball pretty well. That's true. For us, can we make any difference between the games? I'm not sure. So all the games are really important. That's a very, very important game for us for different reasons. So it's interesting. So the second part of the season, after the World Cup, we start now two wins, then we lose a cup game, and then we draw a cup game. Is that right? A little bit like that. We lose a league game and then we draw a cup game. So it's kind of mixed, but it's not. The results are the results, but of course there were parts of performances we didn't like. That's true as well. And yes, we have problems. Everybody knows with injuries, these kind of things, but we still could have done better. We could have used our opportunities better and all these kind of things. So that's what we are constantly working on. Obviously it's really tricky that the squad is not the biggest in a moment, so you have to be really careful with the games coming up and all these kind of things. But still, the training week was really good. I liked it a lot. And Brighton requires a specific kind of respect because I don't think anybody underestimates them anymore, but still it's just important to know that they are. And who would have thought that the possession stats could increase after Potter happened? So Mr. Serbi is obviously loves to have the ball as well. And so they are really playing good stuff and full of confidence. If you want no pressure, I say if they would qualify for Europe, it would be massive, absolutely massive. And these kind of things. So it's a different situation, but for sure. But it's we have the opportunity to go there and cause them real problems. In our best seasons, always, Brighton was a tough place to go. It was not that we arrived there and just won the game. So if we could get something there, we had to dig in really deep, and that's what we have to do again, and that's the plan.
As you mentioned, the size of the squad, and obviously injuries are playing a part at the moment, but given it's not the biggest at the moment, are you seeing any opportunity opening up to move in the transfer window?
I don't think so. It's just the situation. It's like it is, and for me, I'm not there now. Constantly yeah, I have to talk about it because you asked me about it. So that's it. But in the end, my job is to do to use the boys we have. So that's it. And I have absolutely no problem. I like the teams we line up, all these kind of things. But then when we start changing, you realize so up front there's not that we don't have now. 3, 4, 5 options. So, and if you have options, they get pretty young immediately, which is fine. But that's the situation, and you cannot solve all problems in a transfer. I mean, I know, in a dreamland, you would just buy now players and bring them in, but I don't see that coming.
So, and just to go back to Brian, if I may, the game when you played them earlier in the season was Roberto De Zerbi's first game in charge. So, other than possession stats that you mentioned, what differences have you seen between
it's them? Proper before they played Potter ball, now they play De Zerbi ball. That's how it is. That's how it is. It's what he did before on that day. I think he was smart enough not to change too much. I'm not sure how many days before he came in. Was it 3, 4 days? But in the week before, I think. So that's always tricky. And they did obviously pretty well. But since then, that's and I respect that a lot. So pushing through your ideas by changing what probably everybody thought at Brighton that worked out pretty well, and then still to put on your stamp, it's a really good job he did there, I have to say. And but you see the difference. So that's how it is. It was a smart decision from Brighton after Graham to bring him in. Because the ideas are not completely as you like the philosophy, the possession based philosophy is very similar. So very smart decision, and obviously he's doing incredibly well. And you can see when things are clicking, then everybody is like 10-20% better all of a sudden again. So it's like confidence change everything in football, and they are full of confidence. And if you saw the Arsenal game when they lost 4-2, it was a top game, and I think they had 67% possession or something like that. So Brighton. Arsenal scored 3 counter-attacking goals. so the pitch at Brighton on top of that is a little bit, not so bigger, but at least wider. And so there's a lot of space to cover and to a lot of space to defend as well. So, yeah, it will be. It's a tough one, but I'm really looking forward to it because we had a good week. And I hope that the players who were available during the week at least will stay available, and then we are ready for a fight.
And if I may, somebody just sent me a message, said if he plays, of course, Mo Salah's, this will be his 300th club career appearance. So I suppose if I'm going back to his first game, the comparisons from when Mo first arrived and that 3-3 draw against Watford to where he is now.
The 3-3 against Watford was Mo's first game.
His debut, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, a few things happened in between then and now. So, yeah. Oh my God, what a journey. I would say his dreams and our dreams came true in that period, but it's not over yet. Mo looks in a more sharp, more is fit. So that's all good still after all these years, after all these games. And that's very important. The most important thing is that he's really available pretty much always. That means, of course, if you have to play that amount of games, that sometimes your performance drops here or there, but it doesn't happen too often. And I think it was a perfect match. Nobody knew that then, but we all were hoping for it, and obviously that happened.
Thank you.
Yeah, with Bobby, were you hoping to have him available by now? I'm trying to think back to when we first asked you, and it's like early January, perhaps you were hoping to.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oh, still a little bit. So it's in the first moment. So it was like a little injury, where the estimated 10 days, 2 weeks. Did a normal rehab stuff. All experts were told us what we can do, and then Bobby felt again something, and that was that kept him out then, obviously for longer. So I don't know exactly when he'll be back, but he was, he's not close to team training now.
Welcome. Jürgen, I know you've been unhappy about certain elements of recent performances, and you mentioned maybe not enough tackles coming in against Wolves. What's required to put things right from the things that you haven't seen the last few weeks? And you mentioned a good week in training. Are you seeing the signs that you're confident that you will get back to what you're more used to seeing?
Yeah. How I said, the week was really good, and obviously we put a finger in that. That's clear. So, well, no, no. What Hammerson sure, because I'm German or English. Tackle, I hope it's not like. So I want to win the ball in these moments. So not knocking somebody down. So that's very important. So, and the way we play, and it's ball orientated defending. I think that's no secret. That means we, from whoever has the ball on the pitch, he should face one in either world, two in a perfect world, three players that he won as a challenge, win it or lose. But if you lose it, then the next one is there, picks the ball up, and we go from there. So that's how very simple, and very explained it in a very simple way. But that's how it is. If you don't win the ball there, if you put that many much legs on that side where the ball is, you don't win the ball there, players can get out. Yes, then the pitch looks incredibly big. And that was obviously the situation we had too often in the last game. So we were there, so everything was right until three players and still the Wolves player could get out. So that's in 1-1 situations, we lost challenges too easy or didn't tackle. I don't know exactly how to explain it now, but you know what I mean. And these situations, you cannot win a football game without winning challenges. It's absolutely not possible. And we drew a football game with not winning a lot. So that shows already if we would win more, that would be very helpful. And that's what we have to do. And that's where my job is, to help the boys to bring them in the right spaces where they will have the challenges. But I cannot win challenges for them. That's now not possible. A lot possible, but I cannot do that. And so that's what we are obviously clearly talking about. And that's something we have to do. That will change a lot. And especially against Brighton now, it's really important. But again, we will not change now the way of play just to knock them constantly down and get yellow or red cards. We never had that. We just want to ask ourselves to make this last step into the challenge to block the ball, or then the ball is out, fine, as a throw-in or whatever, but that we are really there more present. So that's the idea. So, and if we can do that against a team who is really playing football, who is really has a ball-playing build up from the goal kick in open play and all these kind of things. It was super drilled, two sixes, two tens. No real striker. There's a striker, of course, but it's not really that he's always in the last line, stuff like this. They're all everywhere. And that's where we have to be really aware. We found our way as well. We just have to execute it now. But it's a basic thing to win challenges, and that's why we were talking a little bit about it.
You've always, when we've spoken to you about Brighton, you've always had a lot of admiration for them, and you look at what they're doing now and the money they've made in the transfer market. How
How much admiration do you have what they do in terms of their recruitment? Because if you look just even recently, the Ecuadorians and Caicedo and Sarmiento, Estupiñan, and names that you probably are aware of, but lots of people aren't until they arrived here. And Mitoma, who came on at Anfield and looked really, really good. They do well, don't they?
Yeah.
No. How do you think they're able to do that?
Smart scouting. It's not that we, it's not all players. Now, not we haven't, we knew the players. That's how it is. But it's all about necessity. Do you need a player in this moment or stuff like this? So that's not only not fair to us. It's not fair to anybody else because it's all about you. You cannot look for a six when you need a striker and the other stuff. But they do really well. And obviously, connections to South America are obviously pretty good. But maybe in the future, Chelsea will have these connections. I don't know. But a lot of change since then. But it's... No, you cannot. With the stadium, no international football usually, stuff like this, you cannot develop without making really smart decisions. But you can have all these things and make, like, international duties and stuff like and still making smart decisions. And I think we did quite a few as well. So, but, of course, in this moment, we don't look like the... I don't know. The I cannot say that because that would probably it's not appropriate anymore. Probably so. We are not the most shiny star because we don't play the exactly the football people expect or we expect as well. But we have good moments and we have to fight through this. And we have more problems than other teams in this moment. Not even 3 or 4% of them are really self. We are really responsible for it. Just things happen like they happen. If it starts in a bad way, like for us in the start of the season, so since then we try to we have to deal with injuries in decisive positions. We had midfield crisis. Now attackers not there. Stuff like this. It's really not. Not easy in a moment, but for us it's still, and for me especially, it's still just a job to do, and we do that. And you always have to. There's the good thing is you only have to find. There are millions of ways to win a football game. You only have to find one, and I'm still confident we can find that, and that's what we are working for. But it's now not. We don't compare ourselves with our best version of last season or stuff like this. It's completely different, and time is a different time, we are here to give it a proper go. And that's what we do. And we will not stop with that. Even when nobody wants to hear that. I know when you talk about Liverpool and with all the things we've spoken in the past about and everyone's here about, can we win this? Can we win that? Can we win this? In a moment, really, everybody has to shoot. The only thing we have to win is the next game. And it's all what we have to be interested in. And we cannot sort the problems like other teams are doing it. I said a couple of times, I know it always creates headlines and stuff like this. We do it our way and we really squeeze everything out. That's definitely the case. And then we will win football games again, I'm sure.
Carl at the back.
You said earlier that you can't solve all your problems in the transfer market. Is that because you don't think the players who can solve the problems, you can't get the right players who you think might help solve the problems? Or is it financial or is it information?
Carl, really, it's honestly, Carl, I think 6,000 press conferences at Liverpool, and you were pretty much part of 5,999 in different seats, obviously, but you were always there. If you want to write or whatever, today you don't write, today you just record, but come on. Now I have to tell you again the money story? Really? Do I have to tell it again? And what could be the reason that we have money like crazy, but we don't buy the players even when they're available? That's what you think of me after all the years? So why you ask a question where the answer lies on a table? I really don't understand that. I really don't understand that. You stand here for you drove here. I don't know how you came here. And then now you stand here. And this is the question I ask you. You know the answer. And if I would answer now, sit here. No. We have money in the bank. Massively. I don't know what to do with. But the players out there, I don't know. We don't do that. So, but we have on top of that the problem that in the moment, 4 of our offensive players are injured, like of strikers. So we buy another one, then they come back, thankfully, not tomorrow, but they will come back. Darwin soon, the others a little bit later, and they come back. And we have 7 strikers then. We couldn't even put them all on a Champions League list. then I have to make a decision of who goes on, the new one or the other ones and stuff like this. So it's just not that easy. That's why I say you cannot solve the problem, especially with injuries. Injuries, that's the main big shadow on all of us, that we really, because you cannot solve it in a transfer window. Just sometimes you have to, but usually we just have to get through until the boys come back, and then you can use them again. So that's how it is. That's why in the idle world, in our best season, we didn't have a lot of injuries, and it was much more intense than it's now, and all these kind of things. But now we have them, and now we have to deal with that. But a transfer market is not for us in this moment, obviously not the solution. But if something is out there and somebody tells me, yes, we can do it, we will do it. But for this specific situation, I don't think it will happen.
Hello, you wonderful Red Men Plus subscriber. Hope you enjoyed watching that video. If you're one of our club captains, just want to give you a heads up on the club legend tier, what you're missing out on. You're missing out on our monthly competition where we're giving away some amazing prizes. You're missing out on the Discord chat, and you're also missing out on getting free Red Men merchandise. So yeah, if you are one of our club captains and you're thinking about going over to club legend, go and give it a try. I promise that you won't regret it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.